Or in the New Testament.
Oh, in the New Testament. Oh, Matthew. In the Old Testament is Genesis. I don't know what I was thinking about. I was thinking you asked me for the first book in the Bible. No, I think. No.
This, so a woman who's a whose name is a Cooper. You didn't know her first name. How would you address her? You address her as
Mrs. Cooper if I knew she was married, mm-hmm. or Miss Cooper if I thought she was not married. Mm-hmm. And I have a very difficult time in using the title Ms. Mm-hmm. whether I know or don't. Mm-hmm. I don't like it.
It's funny because so many people in the South only say Ms. anyway.
Right. I am so insulted when they do that.
Sure. It must upset the liberation people because they don't know whether you're saying Ms.
Or Mrs. Or but I mean, it's quite obvious when I say I'm Mrs. Irwin. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. You know, and a lot of them, and the way it started out, I think, was they didn't want the man mm-hmm. to have a whole lot to do with it. Well, I don't care. And I want you to know I'm not Miss anymore.
You're, let's see, what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
And she would be your aunt.
Mm-hmm. And you have a name for, say, a preacher that's not really trained and doesn't have a regular pulpit. He just preaches here and there.
Exactly.
You remember in the Bible the wife of Abraham?
Yes.
She was, her name started with an S.
Sarah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And let's see, we mentioned William earlier. If you had an uncle by that name, you'd call him what?
Uncle Phil. Mm-hmm. Or Uncle William, mm-hmm. whichever.
If you had one by the name of John, you'd call him? Same thing.
Uncle John, yes. Mm-hmm.
And let's see. One of the prominent movies recently was on George Patton in World War II, and you wouldn't have called him George Patton or Mr. Patton. You would have called him
General.
Mm-hmm.
I think so.
And the old man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. And the man who's in charge of a ship,
he is the captain.
Mm-hmm. Is that word ever a captain? Is it mostly just used for that?
No.
How is that used?
It's used for lots of people that head things. Mm-hmm. And it's a nickname somewhat. It's, take for instance, the captain and Tennille. Mm-hmm. Now he's not a midshipman or anything else, but he always wears a hat, mm-hmm. which is the sea captain's mm-hmm. type of hat.
Now, well, person that's fairly prominent in Alabama politics is Frank M. Johnson. You know who I'm talking about?
Right, the judge.
And so, yeah, you wouldn't call him Mr. Johnson. You'd call him
Your Honor.
Mm-hmm, or
the Honorable.
Mm-hmm, or even using Judge, you call him what?
Judge Johnson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what do you call a person who goes to college to study? He's a
student.
Mm-hmm. What about if he's in elementary school? You still call him a student, or you have another name?
Usually they're called pupils.
Pupils. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a person employed by a businessman who answers the phone, looks after his correspondence. She's his
secretary.
Mm-hmm. And a woman who appears in plays or movies is a woman who might appear in plays or movies is
an actress.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And your nationality, you're saying I am
an American.
Mm-hmm. And let's see.